Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. I popped a question to the missus a couple of months earlier than what I'd planned because I was looking at buying a motorbike and she said to me, you're not buying it. We need to be engaged before you buy it. So I said, all right, no worries. So I popped the question and then a couple of days later went and bought the bike.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Too much gym chatter going on in here. G'day. Welcome to Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
Tom,
that's what we do.
Tom and Brad Pitt. Tom, I mean, good vibes tonight. I think we're pumped for a great show.
Yeah, mate.
We've got a couple of comedians coming in. You would know them. Nick Cody, who's slayed on you know, scenes like Conan O'Brien, and Aaron Goxie Gox as part of the film The Merger.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see those boys. They're hilarious.
I know Nick called it The Next Castle, but that he's in it. So
sorry, you mean The Next
The Castle?
The Next The Castle. Can you trust an actor, though? I mean, he...
Well, he's a comedian, so you can trust a comedian, can't you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, everything's a joke. We'll find out soon. Also, what's this thing about how Triple M U being footy-themed tonight?
Yeah, well, because, Tom, The Merger is an AFL-focused movie, and we're discussing that, I've also got some footy boots to give away.
What?
Yeah, some rock-solid footy boots.
Oh, my God.
What are they called? They're called concave footy boots.
Yeah.
And if you want to play How Triple M Are You, it will be entirely football club anthems.
What?
Club theme song. So
I'm crap at that.
You're going to struggle. Well, you always struggle, but you're going to struggle more. And if you can beat Tom, that'll be in about an hour's time.
All right, well, a big show coming up, Ollie.
Oh, Tom, I feel like you've been thrown, though. You've been in a bad mood. You've been sooky ever since today. We were at the gym. And you got told off.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely told by the gym owner.
Unrightly so, I'd say. Find out why I got told off up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Alive. It's Pearl Jam. It's Triple M. It's Tom and Ollie. Taking you right through to 10 o'clock. The weekend's almost here, so just have a good one. Don't worry about anything. Just have a fun night. We've got Nick Cody and Aaron Goxie Gox coming in soon to talk about their awesome new Aussie film, The Merger.
I just thought to start the show, Tom, it'd be a bit of fun just to reminisce today about you and I went to the gym together for some silly reason. And we never do that, but we found ourselves there.
See
and
all the behind-the-scenes action at the story at Instagram, at Tom and Ollie.
I couldn't help but get the phone out, and you're right, and film this because you got told off by the gym instructor,
yeah.
Which you're a goody two-shoes.
Okay.
You're the kind of guy who is a stickler for the rules. What you're told, you got told off for... You going to say it? Or I'll say it.
Well, mate...
gross behaviour of taking your shoes off.
I'd already got riled up once today. I don't need to get riled up again, mate. But yes, I took my shoes off.
You actually cracked it. You were so catty.
I did crack it. There was a guy, he came up to me. I was doing deadlifts with my shoes off because my trainer who works at the gym told me to take my shoes off because it's better form for the deads.
It's not on, mate.
No, here's what's not on. Old mate coming up to me going, hey, mate, just so you know, there's a sign at the front of the gym that says that you need to wear shoes at the gym. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But I said, but my trainer told me I could do this.
Oh,
who works here?
You answered that.
Who works at the gym? And he went, well, it's, you know, I need to make sure that we're upholding gym rules.
Absolutely.
I wanted to go back to him and go, mate, do you see all the people without gym towels in here? I've got my gym towel. But do you see all the people not wiping down equipment after you use the equipment?
That is a minor suggestion. You wearing shoes is a major requirement. And I understand why this chat was...
Oh, yeah, because my Nike bloody free runs are going to do a great job at protecting my foot. If a weight drops on it that's 100 kilos, because, yeah, deadlift 100.
Well, that's not his fault. It's your fault you're not wearing steel-cut boots.
But why do I...
If you're worried about it, wear steel-cut boots. When you've got them, you've bought them for no reason, you may as well get some wear out of them.
Ollie,
my favourite part,
hang on,
Tom,
no, you know what this is?
No.
You know what this is?
What?
This is...
Political correctness gone mad.
I could wear my shoes or not wear shoes. Political correctness has made me wear my shoes.
I don't think so. I'm actually someone who loves to break the rules, but I entirely stand by the staff at the gym for saying, no, mate, wear the shoes because if you drop a weight on your foot and you sue them, they have to go, well, we have a rule saying wear the shoes.
But I'm wearing freaking runners, mate. It doesn't matter what if you're wearing shoes or not wearing shoes. If you drop 20 kilos on your foot, a runner isn't going to do bloody...
Oh, Jesus. You and the funny thing was, I thought you'd move on and you put them on and I filmed you putting them back on sheepishly.
Well,
and you were literally catty about it.
Because I went, okay, thanks, bro, at the end of it. He didn't like that. He was going to leave and then he turned around. I could see he was going to give me another serve, but then he went, hi, I'm so sorry, mate. I should have said this from the start. My name's Adam. What's your name?
Oh, he's and named
him. Yeah, I've bloody named him. Adam, down at Richmond Rec. Mate, I'm coming for you, buddy. And he goes, and he's like, my name's Adam. What's your name? I'm like, my name's Tom. Thanks, Adam.
And when you walked away from it and you were shaking your head, you came to me and you said, did you hear that? And then you said to me, does he know who I am?
No, I didn't.
You did. You said, does he know who I am? It was disgusting.
Shut up,
man. I think it is. I'm done. I think on 1-triple-3-5-3, maybe you can be a bit of a jury and give us a verdict. Is it fair enough to be told, no, put your shoes back on? Because no, I think it's fair.
I wasn't walking around the gym without shoes on. I was literally in my spot.
Well, whatever. And I also think on 1-triple-3-5-3, be a jury, but bad gym behavior, because you've done bad gym behavior. You've taken your shoes off. There's no doubt about it. It's not on.
It's not bad.
If you want to name and shame gym behavior that you're not happy with, that you're seeing around the town, I've got one that I saw about a week ago now, and it was a selfish act of a guy who was hogging the equipment, but the details of the way he hogged it is actually just baffling.
1-triple-3-5-3, jump on that phone. New music here, Amy Shark, All Loved Up on Triple M. G'day, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We want to know what you reckon about that track, All Loved Up by Amy Shark. Awesome Aussie music. Head to triplem.com.au and become a club member so you can have a say about the music that we play.
Tom, we're reviewing your behaviour at the gym today and be part of the jury on 1-triple-3-5-3 because you took your shoes off at the gym whilst you were doing some 5kg bicep curls. And for some reason, you got told off.
Sorry, I was deadlifting, which you can't do anymore because my back is sore.
It's bad for your back, deadlifting.
No, it's not. It strengthens your back.
Yeah, well, it hurts mine. So,
well, why don't you just do a lower weight? Because you can't go any lower. I get it. You're just on the bar. 1-triple-3-5-3. Look, I think I'm doing the right behavior here. My trainer, Xavier, he was like, mate, go for it. Take your shoes off. Get the right form.
No one cares about the backstory of why you got told to take your shoes off.
But if I'm wearing shoes with a heel, which most runners are, you're going to hurt yourself because you got bad form.
Mate, simple as this. Leave your shoes on in the gym, you sweaty pig.
It's as simple as this. You have better form with your shoes off, so there's less.
Don't talk into the microphone just because I did. Don't try and battle me on that one, mate. The rules are simple. Leave your shoes on.
Oh, shut up, mate.
Be part of the jury. Let's hear from first juror, Bo. Fair enough that Tom was told to put his shoes back on?
Absolutely, man.
Yep.
Oh, shut up, Bo.
It's basic stuff, isn't it, Bo?
You're a pig.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter if you're doing 5 kilo deadlifts, man, or 100 kilo deadlifts or 300 kilo deadlifts.
Yep.
Shoes not in the gym, not on. I don't want to smell your stuff. No one else does, man.
No, yeah. I did not have any smelly feet.
But the next guy might, man.
Yeah, what kind of defense is that?
What do you mean? It's just like smelling any type of odor is bacteria being transmitted in the air, man.
Yeah, I don't have smelly feet.
What,
I
so
said.
You think, Tom, you should go? Nah, my feet can be out in the air because they're fine. They
if I had smelly feet, I wouldn't take my shoes off.
It's not a self-policing thing, mate. Rules are rules.
Do you sweat when you work out?
Not by that stage because I haven't warmed up enough.
You're doing deadlifts without warming up.
No, okay, mate. Oh, here we go, Bo.
Spot on, Bo.
What a pig.
No, Bo's smart.
No, he goes to the gym too much. He's one of those meatheads.
Grant, what do you think?
Mate, I'm all for it. I'm all for the shoes off.
Oh, thank you very much, Grant.
Why?
Because it's safer, isn't it?
It's good for structure. It's good for technique.
Exactly.
Shoes on, shoes off. But yeah, definitely, if you want to take your shoes off, you should be able to do that. It sounds to me, this bloke that approached you, it may be more of a jealousy thing.
I agree. Actually, I agree, Grant. He's jealous of form.
I don't know what you look like, but it sounds like you're in beast mode. There was probably a lot of jealousy.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Check out Instagram, Tom and Ollie. You'll see Tom is not a beast. There's no jealousy going on. There's no jealousy. This guy was just going, you know what? Basic OH&S is leave your shoes on.
I am a bona fide 10, my friend. I'm a bona fide 10.
It's the only boner involved with that. Nick on 1-triple-3-5-3.
Hey, Tom. How are you going?
Thoughts on the shoes? Leave them on, leave them off?
Look, honestly, I think it's a bit of a picky territory coming to be going around with bare feet.
Yeah.
No, not bare feet. I was in my socks.
Well, in your socks, seriously, you've still got toe jam on the outside.
No, toe jam involved in my feet, mate. I look after me body. I've got personal hygiene.
Yeah. Okay, you can tell me that, but I'm not sure I believe it. But I will say this in your defence, though.
Thank you.
If you want to go around without runners, and as long as you know, no one else is hurt, you should be allowed to do that.
I can't really hear what you're saying, but yes.
First thing you said was put your shoes back on.
Yeah, but the second thing he says, if you want to go around without your shoes on for the form, you should be able to do that.
All I heard was, if you want to go around with shoes off.
It's a 50-50, 133353. Give us a call.
Bad gym behavior. Yeah. Like Tom's behavior, what else is negative that's going on in the gym? What don't you like seeing?
And there's a 50-50 there, so I'm still going to take my shoes off at the more friendly gym that I go to, not your dickheadish, piggish behaviour gym that I went to today. 133353. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Happy Thursday. It's Turn a Blind Eye, Hunters and Collectors. Two of the stars of the upcoming awesome Aussie AFL film called The Merger. It's got so much heart. Nick Cody and Aaron Gox, not far away. They're coming in for a chat. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
On Facebook, Tom, Tom and Ollie Richie's got involved. He said, shoes on, Tom Petty, you sweaty yeti.
Oh, okay.
Obviously referring to the fact that you took your shoes off at the gym and it's just not on. But I mean, people are flabbergasted. Flabbergasted
maybe
even,
not.
Tom.
It was 50-50 on the phones, Ollie, about taking the shoes off at the gym. I did it so I got proper form on my deadlifts. But you've given up on deadlifts, so I get why you're angry, because you're angry that you can't do deadlifts.
Yeah, and I've moved on to Brad Pitt's workout from Fight Club, so sue me.
Yeah, what, from 1995? Mate, our knowledge about about nutrition and about workout has come such a long way since then.
Great work stealing Lucy's opinion from the promo team. She said that, and you've just ripped it straight from her because you've got no original thought.
Hey, let's talk about bad gym behaviour then on 133353. Ash, you've experienced some?
Oh my God, yes.
What is it?
All for the quick greeting. You see people and regulars fairly often every time you go at a consistent time, which is awesome when they say, hi, how's it going? But when it exceeds 5 minutes, way too much. I don't schedule time to be able to talk to people in my workout.
Yeah.
Who's chatting to you?
I don't know what it is, but I seem to attract the creepy older people and, strange young guys.
Yeah, the thirsty piggies of the world, hey?
Creepy old men.
I don't know what it is about me.
They're getting you, and they're getting me too as well, the creepy old men sometimes.
I'm so glad it's not just me then.
No, they have a tendency to go, you know what, I don't care what you're doing today, let's have a chat.
Absolute thirsty piggies. Don't be a thirsty piggy at the gym. Nobody wants that.
Mm. Yeah. Be disciplined. Be focused. Do the work.
G'day, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. We're asking about bad gym behaviour. Has that happened to you? You know of one?
It has, and I couldn't care two hoots if you wore your shoes or don't wear your shoes.
Thank you.
Have you seen his hobbit feet, though?
I don't care, so long as he wipes the equipment down when he's finished.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Pippin. Okay, Pippin.
Every time, it's predominantly men who don't wipe their equipment, and I'm thinking, Ollie, you wouldn't wipe your equipment.
I don't sweat until the last 5 minutes of the workout when I do my core workout, but I do use, there's the little, what are they called, cloths or like...
Cloths, yes.
In the,
the antibacterial wipes.
Antibacterial wipes that you
That's
get.
That's one.
I use those, Michelle. Is that good?
So many people at my gym do not use them and it makes me sick.
Yeah, no, it's not on.
It's pretty gross. You do have that weird film on your hands after going to the gym, don't you?
No.
It's like an ickiness.
No.
You must not work out.
You're weird. Tom, when I mentioned before that there's a guy at my gym who really annoys me.
Yeah.
He was using the bar, like you use the bar for your deadlifts and whatever.
Squats, deadlifts, and overhead press, military press.
Good on the guy, doing a lot of big weights. He was lifting like 100 kilos, which you could do the math. You put 40 kilos on either side of the bar.
Mm.
He used all of the 10 kilos.
No.
He used all 8 of the 10 kilos, so no one else could do any basic workout.
Daniel, you've managed your gym. You've seen the worst, surely.
Yeah, mate. Nah, the three golden rules. One, deadlift, squat without shoes is fine.
Oh. Thank you.
100%.
Thank you, Daniel.
Don't walk around the gym barefoot.
No.
Stay in your little squat deadlift area. Do your work.
Exactly.
Like you said, chuck your shoes back on, you're fine.
Yeah, all right.
Totally. Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Second, deload your damn bar. If you do 100 kilo deadlift, don't just leave it laying around for me to come pick up afterwards.
Deload that bar.
So annoying.
Deload the bar.
Always deload. I mean, that should just be a mantra in life.
Yeah.
And do not do bicep curls in the squat rack. Give me back my barbell.
Yeah.
And yeah, true. So do your bicep curls somewhere else. Give your back my squat bar.
Mate, do you even lift? Do you even lift, bro? Oh, jeez, isn't it good?
You're sitting there doing your 22 and a half kilo bicep curls with my bar. Go grab some dumbbells. Go to the cable machine. Just get out of my face.
Dan, do you own that gym?
No, I just manage in PT out of it.
Yeah, but like you own it, don't you?
Well, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah, you own it.
Hey, stick around. We got Nick Cody and Aaron Gox to come.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, you might have heard of this awesome new Aussie film called The Merger. It has world premiere at Melbourne International Film Festival to a packed out comedy theatre. It opens in cinemas today. Take a listen.
You can get quadruple your funding by accessing grants to employ refugees for the rebuild.
What good are club rooms if we don't have a team?
These both can swing a hammer. I reckon they can kick a footy, yeah?
Oh, it's so good.
And the funny blokes who are in that movie, Nick Cody and Aaron Gox, are just outside. We'll chat to them next.
Oh, yeah. This is Ashes to Ashes, Faith No More. We have questions with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You as a club need to decide, merge or fold.
You can't just force us into a merger.
What's a merger?
Oh, it's when one shit team joins up with another shit team to make a slightly less shit team.
And that is the voice of Nick Cody, or Gooba, as you are known in the movie, Nick. And welcome us all to Aaron Gox. Good evening, guys.
How's it going, lads?
Oh, mate, just having fun. What's this film about? The merger? This sounds awesome.
It's bloody country footy, country living, and how our differences make us stronger. Am I right, boys?
Oh, mate, you have come to the right place.
Yeah.
Lads.
And you two guys, I mean, you're comedians, but it makes sense that you do acting. You just seem like a couple of Brad Pitts waiting in the wings.
Same abs.
How did it go? Just getting on the acting and behind the camera and doing lines?
Well, I was a little bit worried when I got the audition and then found out I got the role, but I didn't know the background of the footy club. And they said, you've got 6 weeks until we film.
Oh, man.
And I said, all right, I'm a footy team captain. I'm going to go get shredded. And they said it's country footy. And I went, I'm all right. I'm actually fine.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm going down the pub.
But you were maybe at one point going to get shredded, or was that never?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah. And Aaron, how's your prep for the movie?
Well, I play a pub chef. But the key part is that he's not good at his job, so I was perfect at it. Yeah. I can't cook to save my life.
I love the name of your character as well, Porterhouse.
Yeah.
It's such a great nickname. I don't want anybody to call me Porterhouse, but I just think it's a great nickname.
We've got a bit of that.
Footy nicknames are the best.
Yeah, Aaron as well doing his Porterhouse character. Should we hear that?
Where is Aleppo?
Oh, what's left of it is in the north of Syria.
Yeah, because nothing's coming up on TripAdvisor.
It's so great. It's so good.
So it tackles the footy club culture is great, but it also tackles the current sort of issues of immigration. And so is there a bit of light and shade to the film, or is it all fun?
Oh, no, of course. There's some really funny bits, but there's some dramatic scenes as well. Obviously, Goxie and I don't star in those.
No, come on, guys. Yeah. We want to hear your stance on immigration. Let's go.
Yeah. I was like, what's NIDA? And they're like, get out. So they...
You know what that joke is, Ollie? NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You know how I know that? Drama captain.
Because you didn't go there? Or...
Those were the bits where I really found out how great some of these actors were. Because there's one guy who's just playing the nastiest bloke, and then they're like, cut, and he's like the most beautiful guy. Yeah.
Whereas, Goxie, you were playing yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
When you said, where's Aleppo, was that improv or that was in the script?
Just a general question. Camera's rolling.
Yeah.
I also like, too, we met our team, the Bodgy Creek Roosters. They're terrible. They haven't won in 3 years. And then we get in some players that are local, recently arrived refugees.
Good.
Some local players. And we get them in and we're all pretty terrible
at
footy.
Were they au pairs? Oh, topical.
Oh, mate. Oh. How good's that?
Shit.
Dutton, what?
Dutton with the heart of gold.
Loves a French au pair.
Yeah. Hold on, the hot blonde made it, but the children didn't. Weird. That's weird.
Political stuff. We love it.
Let's go to a break. By the way, it opens in cinemas today. Go out and see The Merger. It's an awesome Aussie film. When we come back, Aaron, I want to hear about you nearly drowning in the Murrumbidgee River. Stick around. You with Tom and Ollie.
Tom, we're chatting to two lovely lads who are comedians come actors. I think I can say that with confidence. They play two roles in The Merger, which is an amazing Aussie film that's out today, actually, focusing on an Aussie footy club that's going through a merger with, as you said, Nick, a less good Aussie footy club.
Yeah, well, it comes down to the fact that our club's so bad that it's either got to merge or fold, and then the new coach realises if we allow recently arrived refugee players in, we can get some grants to rebuild the club rooms and have a bloody crack.
Good. How did you find it? Was the filming of the footy scenes, I imagine you were getting into it.
So much
it,
fun.
But,
yeah,
that,
loved
but they
it.
Were like, guys, it's just it's like a 2 second shot. You haven't got a tackle. You're like, no, I'm going to tackle
it. Yeah, light them up. Light some of these actors up. Let them know who's boss. You know, a bit of white line fever.
Aaron Gox, it says here that you nearly drowned in the Murrumbidgee River. Can you explain what happened here?
Well, this was actually in our own leisure time, so it wasn't part of the movie. Although I reckon it would have made a really good dramatic part of the movie.
Yeah, totally.
No, yeah, we went down because we heard about the famous Wagga Beach.
Good.
Yeah.
Is it famous? I don't... Is it good?
Apparently, they've got one of those...
it's a you trick.
Know, yeah, some towns have a thing that you tell, like...
Like drop bears.
Yeah, yeah.
Like drop bears we'd tell overseas visitors.
Goxie, would you say that you were stitched up?
Well, they had this thing, the 5 p.m. wave.
Okay.
And it doesn't exist. Oh, sorry if anyone...
But you're still almost drowned. How does that work?
Hundreds of people just cancelling their Wagga trip now. There's no 5 p.m.
We say Wagga Wagga out of respect, Goxie, just to give it the full title. But so how did you almost drown? What happened?
Well, so we've seen some kids on the other side of the river, you know, like... How they have a rope on a tree and they
you swing out.
And yeah, and we're like, that looks good. And me not being the fittest guy around, but this was the way on the way back. So I got over there fine because of I was able to walk about halfway.
the current took you, and it's what stopped you from getting back.
Helpful rip.
Well, because it wasn't that deep, so I was able to walk about half of the way. So that made me like. Able to do half as much.
Yeah, good.
Well, you can walk.
But then the way back, I couldn't find that sand again. Yeah. And yeah, I just ran out of gas. And
My God.
Luckily, one of the other actors in the movie.
Ben Knight.
Yeah, he's an absolute unit.
A weapon of a man. Really.
Probably the best person to be there. But he's thrown this ball out to me like a volleyball. But he meant it as in like, grab onto this for flotation. But I'm like... I don't want to play now. I'm drowning. And he's like, no. And then it went. It just sailed down the river, my flotation device. So he's like, oh, I better come out and get you. So
now you're drowning and angry.
Yeah.
I also love Goxie said too that he walked halfway across the river and then ran out of gas. After walking through water. You know, like what old people do for rehab.
It's meant to help the water, not make it harder.
Couldn't find the sand again. Like, where's the sand gone?
Yeah, because because it wasn't like a. I don't know if you know rivers. But the sand.
Do you know rivers?
You've always heard of them.
There's all different depths and.
Yeah. The stitch up.
Guys, go out and check out The Merger. It opens in cinemas today. It looks like it's got so much heart. It's so funny. And Nick Cody, Aaron Gox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, lads.
Hard to Handle, Black Crows, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Not far away, we'll play How Triple M Are You.
Here's a question for you, Tom. Do you think that sibling love can go too far? That's a yes, it can.
Yes, of course it can.
Not in a, I don't mean in a...
Sexually.
Oh. I don't mean sexually. What I'm talking about is sibling love. My siblings, my sister and brother, my sister has done an overly, overly nice thing. I couldn't believe it. My brother is doing first year university.
Hang on. Don't worry. I was just going to go into your family tree and where your brothers and sisters lie.
It's not a thing. I've got two half families.
What? You
know this.
My God. That's insane. There's
nothing wrong with half siblings. They're full humans, but they're half related to me. But my brother is such a lazy little bugger. This is what he's done. He's in first year commerce or some boring degree that I did and failed. And he's doing too much stuff. He's going to the snow, having fun. He's got this new lease on life. He's discovering as you do at 19. You go, oh my God, there's so much happening.
There's the pub.
I can go to the pub and drink with my friends.
Yeah, it's insane.
And so what he's done is he's found out that he's got a mid-semester exam coming up as well as an assignment. Mm. And my sister, Immy, who is just too lovely and too kind, she's finished university just in the last month or so. She's a bit older. Mm. And she has a bit of spare time, God bless her. And he said to her, hey, Immy, can you help me out with this assignment?
No.
And she, just being an angel, said, yeah, I've got some time. I'll do it for you.
No.
She did the whole assignment. She did a 1,000-word international politics essay.
That's plagiarism.
It's very illegal. I hope it gets caught. Fabian, if you... Melbourne University.
No,
Melbourne University.
Oh, my God. You're actually just chicaning him on the right. You're actually dobbing. You're a dibber-dobber.
Well, he needs to learn. Nah, he won't get caught. But if he does...
Are you sure?
If he does...
You just said it on national radio.
He deserves to get caught. No, I haven't said his surname. It's not my surname.
Yeah, but you've said his first name, which is Fabian.
Fabian's a very common name. Look, the reality is they teamed up together and he did a bit of the work. Nah, that's not true. She did all of it.
Oh, my
very
God.
Dodgy.
Your backpack. Oh, my God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What a night, Tom. What a night.
What a night,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, God, we're having fun. And what's coming up? So much stuff.
Are you kidding, mate?
A new game, actually. Won't Get Fooled Again.
Oh, yeah.
Is a brand new game that I've thought of. I'll claim it. But it's a bit of fun, and it involves some trickery. And you can hopefully be the one who observes the trickery and not gets tricked yourself.
It's so much fun.
We've got some footy boots to give away. Thanks to the guys at The Merger, the movie we're just chatting about with Nick, Cody and Aaron Gox.
Yeah, check it out. It's in cinemas today.
Concave footy boots, Tom. And look, just to hear how good they are, they're worth $250. They've got patented power strike technology designed to give you more power and accuracy when kicking. Mm. Reminds me of the time that you played footy at the club I played for with some friends and you joined for one session.
No, I did two training sessions. Couldn't run, couldn't kick, couldn't bounce.
You couldn't do a drop punt.
I couldn't do a drop punt.
You couldn't do really anything. But these boots could help. Unfortunately, you can't win them.
Oh.
You can win them. 1-3-3-5-3.
Surely I can win them if I win.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I doubt you're going to win, though, because tonight's game, How Triple M Are You, is actually a footy club anthem edition, Tom.
Oh, okay, so you have to guess the footy anthems.
Because we're going into the heartland of the AFL, Melbourne and Adelaide. 1-3-3-5-3, go head-to-head with Tom at How Triple M Are You. Do you know your footy club anthems?
100%. I'll go 5 from 5 for show.
I don't reckon you'll get one.
We'll see.
If you're a worthy contender, get on the phone right now and win these concave footy boots.
You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Driving Wheels, Jimmy Barnes, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not far away. If you missed it, we had a chat with Dr. Ben Buchanan earlier in the week. He's a specialist in body dysmorphia, especially in men. And we'll replay that chat about body image in men. It's really, really good stuff.
And by the way, the driving tunes don't stop. Driving Rain, Highway Tune, all coming up in the next half an hour. So if you're in your car,
don't do
God,
my job.
You're going to be loving don't. Those car themes.
Just get to the game, mate.
All right, How Triple M Are You? This is how it sounds.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Yes. They let the opener do the work and you just say it twice.
Tom and Ollie's. How Triple M Are You?
All right, you my favourite time of the week, Tom. Are you still talking, eh? Because it sounds like you should be quiet.
If you don't know what's going on, Ollie's got control of the button. So.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
I just got told to hurry up.
Yeah.
It's a game where you go head-to-head with the listener, Tom, and see if you can prove your knowledge when it comes to normally music and the tunes we play on this station. But I thought tonight we would jazz it up with a bit of an AFL theme because we spoke to the guys from the film The Merger.
Good. Out in cinemas today. Got so much heart. So funny. Go out and see it. Support Aussie films.
So much heart. And they gave us some concave footy boots, which is pretty cool, to the value of $250. So they're pretty cool boots. Currently worn by Jake Stringer from the Dons and Jeff Garlett.
Let's get into this.
If you know your footy tunes or your theme songs, then verse Tom. We've got our first player, Josh. Good evening, Josh.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Now, normally you'd name the artist and song, but just the club will be required here.
Are you going to explain how this is going to work, Ollie?
Yes, I am. Okay. It's a knockout version, Tom, a bit like Hot Seat with Eddie Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Tom, if you get it right, we will lose Josh. Josh will head away, bugger off, and we'll go to our next contestant.
Okay.
So the final song, the fifth theme song,
will
be the winner. Whoever gets that one is the boot holder. Okay, are we ready?
Sure.
Yep. Let's go.
Does it make sense?
It's fine, mate.
Whatever, Tom. All right, here we go. Josh, your name's your buzzer. Tom, your name's your buzzer.
Okay. Tom.
There's no way.
It's Tigers.
It is not the Tigers.
Josh.
Yes, Josh.
Collingwood.
Bravo. I knew, Tom, you're going to be so shit.
Here's the thing. I do work on Triple M, but I must confess that I don't know a lot about football. Do they all start with horns?
They all start with...
Do they actually?
Yeah, they have to. That's part of the format.
Okay, cool.
This is the next one.
Yeah.
It's the same one. It's the same song. Song number two. Here we go.
Josh.
They're such silly songs, aren't they? Josh, go on.
Sydney.
The Sydney...
Swans.
Bravo. Well done.
I thought that was a Don. So.
Very good, Josh. Well, you're sliding away too easily here, but it is the fifth song that matters. Here we go. Song number three.
Josh.
Oh, what are these? What are these
themes? Is that Pink's new track? That sounds awesome. Josh?
Fremantle.
Let's hear it.
What?
Yo, way to go.
What is that?
Yo, way to go.
Is that a parody song?
Because all the old tunes are based off like old show tunes, but that one's a newer
one. Isn't
that
Cherry Pie? She's my cherry pie. Cherry pie.
No, it's the Freo song.
Oh, okay.
Josh, you're doing very well here. Song number four, anthem number four.
I am sucking at this. Come on, Hawks. Yeah. Give me a Hawks, the Hawks one. Although I probably won't know it even though I go for them. Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Is that the Dons?
Do you have any... What are you basing that on?
I don't know. I just thought it would go into... See the bombers fly. Yep.
No. No, it's not. Josh, do you know it?
Not yet, no.
Play for a third time.
Josh?
Just repeat.
Melbourne?
Is it Melbourne, Josh?
Melbourne,
yes,
Demons?
Yes, it goddamn is.
Josh, I mean, you're a bloody fan of footy, aren't you?
Josh, who do you go
most
for?
People are.
I'm a Saints fan.
You're a Saints man.
God.
Yeah, so I'm used to hearing other team songs this year.
Yeah. Tom's got no idea. All right, Josh, to win it, and this is to win the...
I'm more of an NRL fan.
Tom, you'd be... No, that's not true. To win the Concave footy boots, which, as I said before, are worn by Jack Stringer and Jeff Gallant. Theme number five.
Yeah. Tom.
Yes, Tom. I will give you three guesses, and I reckon you won't get it.
Okay. Is it Hawks?
It is not the Hawks.
Okay. Is it the GWS? Is it GWS?
Yes, GWS.
Yes, Tom, it is GWS. But without a doubt, Josh is our absolute winner, Josh. We cannot deny you the win.
Oh, Josh, well played,
thanks,
mate.
Did you know that was GWS?
Yes, I did. But he got in before me. He's too quick for me.
He didn't know anything. But Josh, well done. Taking home some footy boots. That will improve your game to no end, I imagine.
Nice stuff, Josh. This is Driving Rain / and Miles Kennedy. Don't go anywhere. A chat with Dr. Ben about body dysmorphia isn't far away. New music. You're with Tom and Ollie. It's Psycho Killer live music here on Triple M from Talking Heads. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, you know how there's that phrase, oh my God, I crap me dax. Well, we'll try and answer that question.
In real life. Tom, I want to introduce something that I've just been toying with as a bit of a concept. I wouldn't say it's a game, but it's a bit of fun. I want to see if we can use
it's a bit of fun.
It's some trickery. It's a bit of trickery on the radio. And if you're hearing this, you're not being tricked. You're part of the joke.
Well done.
You're in on the joke. But
you've made it in at the right time.
But if we all play our cards right, if this works, we will trick some people, some poor innocent folks, into calling up and correcting something. It's called Won't Get Fooled Again. We don't get fooled
again. So you say it and then you play the sound that says Won't Get Fooled Again or what?
Well, you can't just play the song and then everyone goes, that's what it's called, do you? It's a new one, Tom. You've got to explain it.
Okay,
even you don't get it. So how can we expect our dear friends to get it?
Yeah, I don't know.
How it works is we're going to play Nirvana, Come As You Are up next. And
great tune.
Obviously, Nirvana, very well-known, very established American band. I'm thinking, to play Won't Get Fooled Again, what we're going to do is, after the song is played, we'll come back as normal, and Tom, you'll say, great Aussie band.
Great Aussie band.
Nirvana, great Aussie band. Oh, God.
Out of Sydney.
But I reckon the key is to be a bit fumbly, like, great Aussie band. I think they're from Sydney, aren't they? And we'll have a bit of a back and forth about how we believe they're from Sydney, probably.
This is coming off the premise that there's someone new tuning in at this very moment right now.
Exactly right. Yeah, we'll have new listeners at any point from the next, well, as you, forever. really. There's no point where they stop and start. Yeah. There is always new listeners. So we'll hit play on Nirvana, Tom. Mm. Basically, don't call up.
No. Don't
call up to correct us.
Wait. No. Can I add an extra layer?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a couple of people on the phones now, 133353, to reinforce that they are from Australia? To try and get the people who are on the phone saying, no, these guys aren't from Australia.
That wasn't my idea, Tom. It's not part of my idea.
Mate, it only gives extra complexity to the idea.
Yeah, sure. Let's give it a crack. Let's see how it works. I mean, this is all experiment.
Yeah, okay.
But do not call up after this song when we say Nirvana, great Aussie band.
It's an American band here. Nirvana, come as you are. We won't get fooled again. Coming up next, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Can we fool the nation? That's our question here. Come as you are, Nirvana, awesome Aussie music here on Triple M. We have questions.
Are they Aussie?
Yeah, they're Aussie. Nirvana.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're out of Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
They are Aussie. Definitely.
Nirvana. They haven't done a whole lot recently, have they? Of course, but
no. That was off their album Nevermind from 1991.
Yeah.
I heard they started on in Sydney. Anyway.
And what's that show? Not Beat.
Countdown.
Rage.
Rage.
And Rage. yeah, good on Aussie.
Started from Rage, weren't they?
Nirvana. Good Aussie stuff. Tom, we are going to press on with some not hugely heavy. But fun stuff and interesting stuff with body dysmorphia.
By the way, we love your feedback. 133353 on the phones. With this body image stuff that we had this week. I mean, it was interesting stuff, wasn't it, from Dr. Ben?
Dr. Ben had got a degree in clinical psychology, but he was fascinated by people who, particularly men, who have body dysmorphia, which is a condition where you're overly focused on your appearance. And I liked how you used the phrase bigorexia, which you said I had today at the gym, Tom.
Yeah, I did.
Because I am a pretty big guy. I've been working out a fair bit. I mean, I have mentioned before that I'm
what's
doing
this workout that you're doing again?
I'm doing a Brad Pitt Fight Club workout is what I've been doing. So,
really? come on, mate.
Yeah,
you're fresh
content.
You're never going to get the Brad Pitt work.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was 1995.
I'm doing his diet. I'm doing the workout. I've got the physique for it.
Today you took a spoonful of cottage cheese.
Still waiting, by the way.
Didn't you?
I had a spoonful of cottage cheese. I didn't love it. It was pretty gross. Amy's called up on 133353.
Good. Speak to them.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hey, what did you want to call up and say?
I just wanted to say that Nirvana are American. Are you?
What?
What? Hang on.
Sorry, Amy, cut out there. And Nirvana, they're Australian.
Are you thinking of Silverchair or are you taking the piss? Because I only tuned in halfway through, so surely you're joking.
No, Amy, Nirvana's from Sydney, aren't they?
Bondi.
Are you thinking of Silverchair?
No, actually, we've got Jai on the line. Stay there, Amy. Jai, Nirvana are Australian, aren't they?
Yeah, 100% boys.
Where did you see them?
I seen them 2 weeks ago at the Bondi, the Beach Road Hotel in Bondi. So, are you telling me that my eyes are lying, or
Amy?
Amy, you hearing that?
Okay, I think I need to go up to Bondi and see what he's been doing.
Amy, I don't know. It's a bit of confusion on your behalf, but I'm pretty sure they are Australian.
Yeah, actually, we've got Elliot. Elliot, they're from Australia, aren't they?
Yeah, great Aussie band. Fun fact, Kurt Cobain actually lived, he was born in Dubbo and moved to Sydney later, and that's where they started the band, and yeah, just great Aussie music, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Sarah's called up, she seems to believe otherwise, I think. Sarah, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think you guys don't like Courtney Love or something, and that's why you like saying that, like, they're Australian.
And you reckon they're American as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
Nirvana?
Hey, we're on Triple M, we know rock and roll music.
You guys are Triple M, and I can't believe I'm even listening to this shit right now.
I'll call that a success.
This is so much fun. Yeah, and Chris, Nirvana are Australian, aren't they?
You're taking the piss, mate. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, we are, Chris.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Well, Chris, Amy, Sarah, you are correct. They are American, but you did lose a game of Won't Get Fooled Again. Oh, I'm so sorry.
God, it was fun.
Oh.
Guys.
Thank you to the actors playing along who, you know, Dubbo was originally Kurt's birthplace.
If you've just joined us, what we did was we said, hey, guys, we're going to reveal after the song that Nirvana was from Australia. We'll see if people call up in agreement or not.
And the bait was taken successfully, and that's a good thing. It shows that you love the music on this station and you also want to hold us to account because you think that we're dickheads.
So well done, guys. We've all won here. It's all a game. Everyone relax.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Dreams Van Halen. Is that your favourite Dreams track? Or are you like Cranberries?
Second favourite Dreams track.
What's your first favourite?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, Dreams. So good. So many good tracks called Dreams. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions after 9 o'clock. You know that phrase, oh my God, I crap me dax. Well, after 9 o'clock, we're going to find out whether that happened in IRL, in real life.
In real time.
Look, it's Breakthrough Radio here. As we get into some punny business names.
Oh, hang on, Tom. Have you seen a pun-based business name?
Mate, I've seen a pun-based business name, and I want you on 133353 to give me a call and tell me about the punny business name that you have for your business that you've seen for someone else's business.
Can I mean, they're so basic.
No fake ones.
They're so basic. I've got a fake one. I just thought of it just then.
Yeah.
A fishing shop called Hook, Line and Sinker.
Brilliant.
It's just not even... Is it impressive? I don't want to say it's not impressive, but I'm going to ask, is it impressive?
It's so impressive. I saw the best punny business name I've ever seen today, driving into work.
Okay.
Now, once I say it, the segment's over. Okay?
We've got nothing further
I've got nothing further to talk about after I say this punny business name, so I'm going to...
How much hype can you do?
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Try and get to... We're at 1 minute 20. Can you get to 1 minute 50?
Oh, easy. Okay, here's the deal. Driving into work. It's packed traffic, okay?
Irrelevant information.
It doesn't matter. I'm getting to 150.
No, but you're not hyping it. I'm talking about your driving.
Okay, this punny business name is going after probably one of the biggest organisations in the entire world.
10 seconds to go.
A documentary filmmaker tried to take on this organisation.
Good.
And he got followed around.
Let's hear it, Tom.
It was a sign company that had a punny business name of Scientology.
The sound of one hand clapping. Is that a book by Tim Winton? Good stuff. Hit us up with your punny business names. 133353. Producer has his head in his hands.
That's fine.
That's how you make radio.
It's breakthrough stuff. It's High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, new music, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's brand new music. Let us know what you think about it at triplem.com.au. Become a club member. Why not? It's free. You get to have a say on the music that we're playing and stuff.
Well, Tom, you just asked me whether on Facebook, on our page, Tom and Ollie, has anyone messaged us with some great punny business names?
Yeah, because that's what we're doing here. Yeah. Punny business names. 133353.
Yeah, the answer's no.
Oh.
No one's bothered because it's pretty dull.
Well, we have had a message on Instagram. Travis has said, hey guys, feel free to use this one. Oh, I seen a plumber who had the slogan on his ute, number one in the number two business.
Liam,
there you go.
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Mm. I've got two.
Oh, great.
One of them was a truck I'd see around Melbourne. It was a door company, and the name was Well Hung Door Systems.
Good.
And the other one I've got is a plumber, and he called his company the Poo Fighters.
Oh, mate, we love that here. Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I thought you might like that one.
Mate, we love the fooies.
He's no pretender.
We love the fooies. Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah. Times like these, when you're pulling
your monkey wrenching that into the show, kind of like Crowbar. G'day, Ben.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, really good, Ben. Loving this segment. Punny business names?
Tow truck company in Perth called Camel Tow.
It's It's not good, but I still laugh for some reason. I don't know why.
G'day, Aaron.
G'day, guys.
Looking forward to the weekend, Aaron?
Oh, I certainly am looking forward to the weekend.
Mate, that's better content than what you're about to say. What's the funny business name?
It actually is.
I drove past a van, and it was a stair building company, and the company was called Step Brothers.
What's on for the weekend?
Probably just eat some food.
Yeah, it's still better. Still better. Ashley, what is your punny business name?
It was a landscaping company called Grass Cutters, but their slogan was, "We'll cut anyone's grass."
Yeah. Thanks,
are you
Ashley.
Falling down the stairs? That's what this segment is doing.
No, you're right. You're good. Yeah. He's right.
It's just our careers crashing and burning. G'day, Dion.
G'day, how you going?
Really good. Really good.
It's good. I was in Sydney recently, and there was a vet place called Benny and the Vets.
Ah, like the Elton John classic, Benny and the Jets.
Vets.
Yeah, he said Vets, but the song was Jets.
Correct.
You hire them? You go there? Go and see him?
No.
No.
I was passing by.
Even better.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.